Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another podcast, Anxiety Talks. It's Nick here, Holistic Health Anxiety Coach, your coach for anxiety. Welcome aboard to all the newbies today, and thank you for the existing peoples who came here. Let's start the check-in. Let's start our podcast with checking in. How's everything going? How's things? And what's disturbed you lately or recently, and where do you stand on that? What position have you got on that? And I'm really hoping that someone who I'm talking to tonight has actually got some shit they're dealing with, right? They have to learn how to stay with their disturbance. So this is what I'm going to be talking about today: how to stay with our stuff, whatever hits us and hits up whichever part we hit that we shouldn't be hitting, meaning our consciousness. So today the topic will be called fear and desire. We're going to unpack that for you. How was I inspired on this podcast? Well, there's someone that I'm really fond of listening to, and it's called Michael Singer. All right, beautiful chap, and he wrote a book, The Untethered Soul, and I've read that book about four times already. And I understand every podcast that I hear from him, I understand exactly where he is leading us to, right? And so when we talk about fear and desire, there's two parts here. There's something about from the Buddha, thinking of the Buddha. The Buddha says, I'm the way, and I'm the way out of anxiety. What does it mean by that? Well, we are all suffering in this world. Everyone's suffering to some degree, but we don't have to suffer as much because we do have escape chute, like we do have parachutes, and we do have, if the plane crashes, we still have these little windows we can hop out on a floaty, right? Or we can slide down into the water if the plane does crash into the sea. So we have some sort of escapism or a chance to, just by through knowledge and awareness, to be able to, right, engage that safety parachute, right? Yes, life is in duality, and yeah, it's never going to be perfect. And that's why I began this podcast thinking, all right, I really hope that someone, is currently in some sort of disturbance, because there's a message coming up for you. So back to Michael Singer. He wrote a book, The Untethered Soul, beautiful book, his bestseller. And it's perfect on understanding how to deal and unpack our anxieties because of our consciousness. So go into that. So go into that. If you've read it, congratulations. If you haven't, that's a good read for your next holiday, or even now if you want to create some awareness. So the awareness is beyond ourselves, right? Beyond our consciousness at the moment. So yeah, that's where it originated. So the idea that we need to be able to become the observer, we're going to unpack desires and fear, which causes blockages in life, because desires and fear does cause blockages in life. And we'll see that, like, life is like a beautiful lake, and every time you drop something into it, it causes a ripple effect, and that dropping of is our thoughts. And it can become through desires or become through fear, and this is like a polarity. I might mention that a bit later again in this podcast, but it's a cause and effect of life, which allows, you know, we need to learn to how to allow for natural falls of how to unwind it naturally, allowing what's kept in us to come out. You know, we're all here to fall behind our energy, understand how to fall behind energy and not engage, not enmesh into it, because then it's a no-ender. You're going to feel it the next day. You're going to feel depleted. So how do we become so resilient to this? So we can handle, right, we can handle the effect of desires and fears and the energy it's caused in our life, causing anxiety and depression. So there's, you know, we're always making only decisions. The only decision, once again, is the last decision we make in our life. We got to get to that point. We don't need, you know, to live too much in the past. Only our one decision is our last decision. If that makes sense to you, that's what we need to actually be at this stage. So I'm going to learn how to let go of the past and the parts that try to touch the fear or my desires, my fears and desires. I don't need to, Joseph Michael says that we don't need to use the word, you know, the world to feel okay. We don't need to be manipulating the world. We don't need to keep controlling the world. All right? It's going to happen. It's going to come at you, right? And it's like the moment you succeed in something, and that's what I'm getting at the moment. I feel I'm succeeding in sharing this beautiful knowledge for people and allowing them to understand their anxieties a bit better. And that's my mission. That's what I decided to do. And through podcasting and through referral books and other things we can do, and just encouraging people who are going through struggles, there is the parachute. There is a safety parachute. But you've got to know how to pull the tug, pull the release lever, okay, and start to land safely. All right, so once again, we don't need to use the world to feel okay, because naturally we're okay. We just need to release what we have bottled inside of us, you know, and we don't have to touch those parts that need to come out. We don't have to engage with them. We have to learn how to naturally allow them to do and take their course in life. We've got so much stuff that's stored inside us, right? Through past repression, depression, anxiety levels, traumas, right? Life is traumatic, my friends. As simple as that, right? No matter what we do, you know, we cause trauma. We cause ourselves trauma, maybe through relationships. And so every decision we make, every action we make, all right, causes a ripple effect. So what needs to, well, Michael said, what's inside of us needs to come out. What's inside of us needs to come outside. Only through, like, relaxing our world, then it brings up those emotions that need to come up. You see, we have got a lot of stuck energy within us, a lot of stuck energy. You know, in this world, we got to understand there's no right or wrong. If we take sides on the right and wrong, then we're causing the trickle effect. We're causing the trickle effect in the clear lake. Life just happens, and we don't need to mess it up more than it is. The more we engage with life, the more we engage with decisions and actions towards something, our behaviors, the more we mess things up. So we have to learn what is the Do. It's a Chinese philosophy, the Do, the midway point of life and energy. We need to understand that. And stop creating the disturbance. There is already enough disturbance in our lives as it is. So the point is, you got a choice. We have a choice. I have a choice. Which one do I want to play with most of the time? Which one do I want to engage with? Which one do I want to enmesh myself with? Which one? Which one do you want to enmesh yourself with? So now I want to talk about the dance of desire and fear. That's the name of the topic here today. Embracing the observer within us. We need to, again, many like the other podcasts I created, the observer within me. Right? We have to learn to be always finding the midway point for our safety. And we can't do that if we over-catastrophize, which we do as we get into anxious states, which cuts down our blood flow to the brain, right? And then it's all over and our reasoning's out of shape. So it's an intricate world, you know, we live in as human, you know, we're all having this human experience, and desire and fear just stands as a twin polarity or poles, each can is actually influencing our journey in this life in a profound way. They are the forces that shape our existence and often, you know, leading us to blockages and energy blockages that hinder our flow in life and our creativity. All right? We need to be able to get in touch with our creativity. And it's sometimes not easy to navigate. We must learn how to navigate these complex landscapes, understand about the ripple effect on our lake. And each thought creates this ripple effect. We need to learn how to adapt and adapt the perspective of the yogi, actually adopt the perspective of a yogi, the mind of a yogi, all right? Be so centered. And that's what we learn if you practice yoga, through the exercises, through the physical and the thoughts and just being there in that space and not only thinking about anything else, but about the yogi moves and the way a yogi thinks. And then through this we begin embracing or the role of the observer. That's what we want to get up to, that elevated point, that neutral point, that midway point, right? The observer. Once we get to this level, we we approach life differently. It allows us to then transcend the duality of desired fears and desires. You remember, the Buddha said, I am the way to suffering, I'm the way to out of suffering, right? It's all about my desires and cravings, which drive us, motivate us towards something, but also causing an effect of extremity and anxiety, right? I'll repeat that. So when we actually start learning on a deeper level and understanding ourselves a little much, much more, and how we fit into this place in the universe of the duality of this life, we can then become to understand the effect of fear and desire, the effect of fear and desire on our lives. So let's go on to talking about the nature of desires and fears now. You see, desires can be seen as a aspiration that propels us forward, igniting our passions and motivating our actions. They drive us to seek fulfillment, happiness, and connection. That's it. That's what we do. We strive for that way. But we need to also find the authentic way of arriving to this, to all this happiness, connection, fulfillment. And it's so motivating, right? It does give you this creativity. I'm creating this podcast at the moment and I'm loving it. I'm out here in this creative state, right? And just making it happen. It's driving me. It's helping someone else. I am doing it more for others than myself. Also, I'm doing it for myself too. Don't get me wrong on that one, because it's more helpful for me. Especially, you know, I suffer a degree of anxiety. I get my shame and guilt keep appearing. My shame and guilt always cause the shadow to show up. But I'm getting a little bit more beyond that, beyond myself, to handle, you know, my reactions from fear and desire. And so fear often kind of, converse a little bit more on this. Fear often emerges as protective mechanism designed to safeguard us from like perceived threats and discomfort. When we're discomfort, when we're suffering about something, that's when we'll move us. Fear will move us to a pendulum. It'll swing us towards a different pendulum, which means we can get into something really extreme, right? And we should find the middle once again. When we get into any extremities, we actually cause anxiety. However, when desires and fears then become entangled and meshed together, right? Sometimes what I'm saying, you can't help yourself entangling yourself with your loved one's conversation, right? You might take it the wrong way, you might say the wrong thing, and before you know it, you've got a mini war happening, emotional mini war happening, erupted so quickly that you didn't know what happened. So no one actually wins at the end. This creates like a cycle of, you know, inner conflict. See, yeah, once you get the fear, once you fear and desire together, yeah, it goes everywhere.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy: family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Inner conflict and simple inner turmoil begins. Now, this duality can block our energy. Once again, this duality can block our energy, leading to a feeling of stagnation and anxiety, feeling stuckness, brain fog, right? This is what happens. So how do we stay neutral? This is where we're coming to. How do we deal with it? How do we practice in neutrality? One thing is through meditation, mindfulness, and see if you can become a mini yogi, the yogi. That's what they do. That's what we do. Be the observer, my friends. Be the observer. And as we navigate life, it's crucial to recognize that desires and fears are not, they're not negative or positive, like I mentioned earlier at the beginning of our podcast. Instead, they exist as part of the human experience, providing us with valuable insights into our motivations and our challenges in this life. And once we acknowledge their presence in our life, their reasons for being with us, right, we begin to unravel the complexity that binds us, that creates the mental prison walls. So let's give a bit of light now to the observer's perspective. What is that? Well, when we, it's calling like taking a back seat in the conscious seat of consciousness. That's what Michael Singer calls it from the Untethered book. So taking the seat of the observer allows us to step back and witness our thoughts and emotions without any attachments. How wonderful would it be to be able to have this skill at call, right? Straight away. And in this beautiful state, the neutral state, the midpoint, that's something called the Tao, in the Tao, that we can recognize that our blockages, energy blockages, often rise from in the sense of tug of war, right? There's always this tug of war between our desires and fears. Always pushing, pulling. The key lies in allowing life to unfold naturally. Why do you have to get involved with it? Why don't we just let it go? Be the observer, the spectator, like you're watching, like football. Now you can be in a football stand, the observer, right? You can be kind of just standing there, but the moment you start roaring with a crowd, right? You've been enmeshed in the whole thing. Now you're part of it. Now you're part of the emotions. Now you're kind of there. I think that's what a lot of people go to football, so they can get a chance to scream it all out. Maybe it's like a therapy, right? Yeah, it is like a tug of war there. So the key lies in allowing life to kind of unfold naturally. Just letting it be without forcing outcomes or resisting the flow. And once we learn to create this scene or the sense of detachment, we learn to trust the process of life. There's a lot of problems in our thinking here. To trust the process of life. We can get stuck, even like a young mum, for an example. She's about to have the baby, right? All right, she's due. It's come that 9 month. And then before this kind of, you know, before the date of birth, maybe for about 5 months, she's like being fed like all these ideas, and she's got this fear of delivery. Is the baby going to be all right? Is it going to kind of have some kind of mental illnesses or dysfunctions, or how is it going to be? So, you know, that's not a relaxed day. That's feeding something, right? That's feeding your fear and also the desire to have a healthy baby. And what's happening, the looping comes on, and we're not trusting, or that young lady is not trusting, the young mom is not trusting the process of life. If we just learn to leave things alone and let destiny take its place, it's okay. The moment we say it'll be okay, things generally are okay. Sometimes they could be okay even in the disturbance, because benefits in that, the silver linings to that one. And once we, my friends, once we understand that it is not our role to manipulate or control anything in this life, but just be the observer of it. The observer of it. Right? That's the best thing we can do in this life. To have that less anxiety. Alright? To be the coming off the fast bullet train like in Japan. The realization that we do not need to rely on external world to feel complete within us and to feel like we are liberated. It's also liberating to feel we don't need to rely on the external world, but we got, you know, to only deal with our own world, the inner world, and to be an observer of the inner world and the outer world. Our essence of self-worth, fulfillment, and good enough, you know, all these things can come from within. I'm good enough. Right? Unencumbered by the chaos of this external circumstances, of chaos of consciousness, right? That's out of our control. We're only here to observe it, only here to observe this life, not to be attached, not to be enmeshed into it, right? There's a lot of people suffering because they just don't get this. And even though I'm talking at the moment, I'm creating this podcast, I know it's not bloody easy. Even I need to come back to my own textbooks. Even I need to come back to my training, right? Come back to the observer. And now I'm actually feeling when I go back to beyond myself, I can feel tension just melting. From my past experience, I did have a bit of a, I got caught into the chaos just last night. It was terrible. It made me feel shameful. It made me feel, this is the shadow part of life. It made me feel guilt, right? When this comes up, this caused great anxiety in my life. And I know that, I'm good enough and I'm okay with it, because I know that we are changing. We're different in our 20s, we're a different mental state in our 30s, our 40s, our 50s, our 60s. We're all different, we're changing, we're evolving. But unfortunately, some of us will never ever get out of our pasts. So this, my friends, and I'm giving you the key here. This podcast could be the key, right, to your further learning, to be able to deactivate, to really eradicate, through practice and any anxiety, just by understanding and picking up the tools, picking up that book, re-listen to this podcast if you have to. And let's understand this chaos, external circumstances. This busy cycle of decision making and actions we take forever, which is overwhelming and stressful. But once we, again, begin to be that observer, our perspectives change. We can find peace in our internal and external world. Let's go give some light to embracing emotions and energy now. Our emotions often serve as an indicator of energy that flows within us. Yeah, it's flowing in, it gets stuck, there's some stuckness in there, there's stuff in there, it's there. And when we experience like discomfort or stuck energy in us, staleness, it is an invitation to explore the underlying fears and desires in our life. Find mutuality in it that may be at play here, What's playing here in our life? What are we touching that we shouldn't be touching? Which parts and which part of us have been touched? All right, emotionally. Instead of resisting these feelings, we can choose to relax into them. Allow ourselves to feel fully without judgment. And in doing so, we are then creating this space for healing and transformation, my friends. Transformation. You see, life is not a matter of right or wrong. Let's get that one right, correct. It's definitely not a matter of right or wrong. This is just taking sides, and this is being judgmental when we do that. It unfolds as it is meant to be. So allow it to be. Now, by letting go of all the need to control the damn thing or categorize our experiences we begin to open ourselves to the beauty of existence and that sweet thing in life. Hold on to that and know that you've arrived when you can feel that more sweetness in this life. I felt sweetness last week, right? But I also felt success, but I also felt a fall. It's natural. For every rise, there's a fall. And you kind of think, what's driving that? Is it the ego? Is it the shadow part of us? Anyway, it's existence. The practice of being kind of present with the dough or the midway point and energy encourages to find like balance, right? Amongst this chaotic life full of stress and anxiety. Now this beautiful equilibrium that we're all searching for. It will allow us to navigate our desires and fears with grace, rather than pushing it to the extreme, and then ultimately leading us to greater clarity and understanding of ourselves. So we don't need to push that hard. It's naturally there. And now we'll look at choosing our path. As we create more awareness in our lives and with our thoughts and emotions, we are faced with choice. Which energy do you really wish to engage in or play with? The path of desire may lead to aspirations and growth, while the path of fear may invite introspections and healing. There's all growth there in both of them. But each choice brings its own lessons and opportunities for growth. There's always a blessing in the lesson. So my friends, embracing the observer within us, within you, will enable you a profound transformation how you can relate to your desires and fears in this life. And by recognizing the roles, their roles in our lives, and allowing life to just unfold naturally, easily, we can release the blockages that hinder our progress, and letting go of the need to control, and simply being present in the moment will just allow us to find peace within ourselves. And in this space of acceptance, we learn to dance with life. We learn to dance with life, finding harmony and interplay of desire and fears, the neutral point, the midway point, and ultimately awakening the fullness of our being. Well, my friends, this is beautiful. This has been a beautiful share for me, and as a reminder to keep more resilient in this space of attachment, enmeshment, to be more neutral, and sometimes get to a point of, and bless the disturbances, the chaos, for they are our teachers. So I'm wishing you a beautiful night, day, no matter where you are. If you feel like this has resonated with you, if you feel like this podcast needs to be heard by someone, please pass us on. If you've just arrived, subscribe. And till next time, till our next podcast, my friends, always something new to learn about our anxious world, ever-speeding world. May peace be with you. This is Nick here. Nick from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, your coach for anxiety. Blessings, my friends.
This summer, discover American Giant's timeless, high-quality clothing made right here in the USA. Every piece is designed for quality and style that's built to last. From vintage-style tees to tough tank tops, breathable polos to lightweight sweatshirts, you can find your perfect fit. Celebrate American craftsmanship and support local communities with every stitch. Go to American-Giant.com and use promo code STAPLE20 for 20% off your first order.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.